Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden prepares for tonight's big speech. The CDC issues new guidelines for vaccinated adults. The movement to recall Governor Gavin Newsom gains enough signatures in California. Americans now spend more on taxes than food, clothing, and health care combined. 25% of workers say they will never be able to retire. Also ahead, Americans who refuse to get vaxxed, what should we think of them? But first, Joe Biden said to deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress this evening. Just 200 people will be allowed in the House chamber to comply with pandemic regulations. For the first time in U.S. history, two women will be sitting behind the commander-in-chief during the speech, Vice President Harris and Speaker of the House Pelosi. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta revising its COVID rules for vaxxed adults. Fully inoculated people can now venture outside without a mask, even in public areas. Outdoor dining also gets the green light. 42% of the population has received at least one injection, and a third of us are fully vaxxed. Golden State officials announcing the effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom has secured enough signatures to be on the ballot this fall. The reality TV star and transgendered activist Caitlyn Jenner has entered the race, as you may know, and more candidates are expected to sign up. Americans paid more taxes last year than ever before, and the rates are going up, obviously, under Joe Biden. The average household gave the government $18,000 last year. That's more than we spend on food, clothing, electricity, phone bills, and health care combined. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, most adults spend $17,000 annually on those necessities. Record number of Americans say they will be unable to retire. According to a survey from Fox News, nearly one in four U.S. workers have nothing saved for their golden years. An additional 25% believe they will work past the age of 65. Over the past two decades, the share of employees in their 70s has doubled from 7% to 14%. In a moment, who are those folks refusing to get vaxxed? Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. By the end of summer, COVID could be a bad memory if folks get vaxxed, but some will not. According to a poll from NPR, up to 25% of Americans say they don't want a COVID vaccine shot. Another 5% still on the fence. The highest anti-vaccine view held by young Republican men. The figure is also high in some religious communities like Hasidic Jews and the Amish. On the race front, African Americans are more likely to object to the vaccine than whites and Hispanics. Famous vaccine refusers include Robert F. Kennedy Jr., musician Ted Nugent, who actually caught COVID last week, Louis Farrakhan, and MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. They will not get vaxxed. As of today, 40% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and 30% are fully inoculated. Now, I took the Moderna vax, no problems, and I'm glad I did it, because I don't want to spread the disease. And it is much less likely that you will do that if you are vaxxed. However, even though the vaccination protects you from getting sick, you could still be a carrier, so keep that in mind. You don't want to be sneezing on people. But a longtime friend of mine refuses to get vaxxed. He doesn't really have a cogent reason why, and I'm giving him a hard time. Why? What's the matter? Are you afraid? Do you believe in conspiracies? Is this a government plot? What is it? Why are you not getting vaccinated? Again, my friend is a smart guy. I went to Boston U with him. He doesn't have an answer. Now, the government cannot force you to get vaxxed. All right, that would be a violation of the Constitution. And that's the beauty of living in a free republic. If you lived in China, the government would hurt you if you refused a public safety suggestion. But here in America, we are allowed to make personal decisions. However, that is eroding under the far-left progressive movement's vision. And that is very important for everyone to understand. But back to COVID. This has changed everything in America, COVID. President Trump would be president today, if not for COVID, because the pandemic wiped out many of his economic achievements and the way he handled the COVID situation publicly, Donald Trump, was controversial. A lot of people didn't like the way he handled it. Many women, in particular, voted against Donald Trump because of COVID. Had it not invaded the world, I believe Mr. Trump would be president today. And our social mores, the way we interact, the way we see the government, the way we see almost everything has changed because of COVID. So let's wipe this out. If you're on the fence, get vaccinated. It is very important we are all in this together. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Two unlikely celebrities are entering the political arena, or might be. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey and Olympic athlete turned reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner. Both are potential gubernatorial candidates in their home states of Texas and California. McConaughey now holds a 12-point polling lead over incumbent Texas Governor Greg Abbott. 45% of registered voters tell the Dallas Morning News they backed the actor compared to 33% for the governor. The 51-year-old was born in the Lone Star State and attended the University of Texas, where he now teaches as a professor at the College of Communication. I didn't know that. Matthew McConaughey in the classroom when he's not making car commercials. Over to California, where Caitlyn Jenner has officially entered the race to replace Gavin Newsom. The longtime Republican, Jenner, assembling a team of prominent GOP strategists, including some who worked for Donald Trump. Born William Bruce Jenner in October 1949, young Bruce was an Olympic gold medal winner in the decathlon in 1976. He would become very famous, appearing on cereal boxes, starring in dozens of reality TV programs, including Trump's The Apprentice. Bruce Jenner publicly came out as a trans woman in April 2015, announcing her new name in July. From 2015 to 16, Caitlyn Jenner starred in the reality series I Am Kate, which focused on her transition. Ms. Jenner filed her paperwork in California this week saying, quote, I'm a proven winner and the only outsider who can put an end to Gavin Newsom's disastrous time as governor. And here's something else you might not know. If elected, Matthew McConaughey and Caitlyn Jenner would become the latest names on a long list of celebrities turned politicians. Notable figures include Clint Eastwood, mayor of Carmel, California, Ronald Reagan, the president, Sonny Bono, the congressman, and the previous president of the United States. I believe you know his name. Donald Trump. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.